بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to another podcast by Shine with myself, Maulana Muhammad Daud. And today, we have another special guest with us. It's Brother Tayyab Karim from Leicester. Now, Tayyab is an occupational therapist, and inshallah, I will let him tell us a little bit more about his job. And he's also studying the Arabic module by Shine, Let's Learn Arabic. So, Tayyab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me here.
Barakallah. You know, it's a pleasure to have you here. Tayyab, firstly, explain your normal work role to everybody.
So, alhamdulillah, I work as an occupational therapist in the community. I work for the NHS normally between 8 and 5. But because of the nature of my role, I occasionally have to work later in the evenings.
Right, okay.
Alhamdulillah, just in a nutshell, I go out to see, alhamdulillah, the patients and assess them within their own homes.
Okay.
These are patients who have been discharged from the hospital or are unable to go out to the GP or leave their homes. And I assess them, and my job is to try and make them as independent and safe in their homes as possible. If they require any equipment, if I have to get in touch with social services, the GPs, physiotherapists, and liaise with other professionals to try and make them as independent and safe as possible.
So, mashallah, that's a phenomenal line of work. And you're constantly, mashallah, in khidmat al-khalq, serving the community, mashallah. May Allah reward you, inshallah, for this amazing job.
Ameen. Inshallah.
And alongside all of these duties that you have, and maybe even stressful because you've got other people in your care, mashallah, you're studying Arabic at the same time. And I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions about the Arabic study that you are undertaking. So what made you choose this module?
It was initially after I'd met yourself and you briefly explained to me how the module would work and what it entails. I liked the way you explained how the module works.
Okay, so it was a successful pitch.
Yes, very successful, yes. Alhamdulillah.
Well, but could you tell the listeners basically what elements of the course attracted you?
First and foremost, obviously having a very busy work life myself, I needed something that I could fit in because my daily schedule is very unpredictable with work and family life.
Okay. Yeah.
So to try and balance both of those and study at the same time, I needed something that I could work with and fit in. So one of the things that stood out for me the most for this online course was the flexibility.
Okay.
The time it asks of a person is, I think, approximately 2.5 hours
That's correct, yeah.
A week.
A week, yeah.
And for me, that was brilliant because if you were to attend, say, a class at a fixed time over a certain day, so having this flexibility of spending that time when it fitted best with me in the day was what appealed to me the most.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, that's one of the key features which we really focused on, alhamdulillah, in preparation of this module. Because people do want to study, like yourself, but it's just about the time and making the time. And then our lives today become very, very busy. So timing is a bit unpredictable at times, you know, balancing work, family, depending on what line of work you're in as well. You know, alhamdulillah, I'm glad to hear that from yourself, because that's why we always write down online anytime. Your life doesn't have to evolve around the study, but inshallah, the study will evolve around your life, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, you were eager to study, which was brilliant. And you found something now, alhamdulillah, that Shine can offer you online anytime, the flexibility, and then the support as well through tutor support. You found all of that and you were happy with what you were going into. But was there any stage within the module when you actually felt this is the one for me?
Initially, I found when I first started, the lessons were set out very well. There wasn't a lot of information that you needed to take in right from the start.
Yeah.
Everything is broken down and simplified right from the very beginning.
Alhamdulillah.
I did find, like I said, because of the flexibility of the online course and being online, I was able to go back to lessons and listen to it as many times as I wanted to the explanation so that I understood it before I moved on. There was, however, a period where, obviously, because of other commitments in my life, I fell behind.
Okay.
And I felt that I'd fallen too far behind schedule, and that, yeah, I was not going to be able to catch up again. There was too much information to go back over again, because I felt like I'd forgotten a lot of the stuff that I'd already studied. And that was when, obviously, I contacted yourself.
Yeah.
Another thing I'd like to mention is, obviously, you, during the course, you always kept in contact with me. So that, for me, was not just support, but good motivation as well. Because you kept checking in to see how I was getting on, and if there was anything or anywhere that I needed help.
So we like to keep in touch with the students, because we want to meet people where they are.
Of course,
you know, that's a key part here. We want to meet you where you are. And there'll be times in life when, like you're saying, you're describing that difficult time. You started the module, you're very eager, you're happy with what's going on, but then something comes in the way. There's a spanner in the works, and now it's become difficult for you to continue. And at that moment, you do feel like, you know, I can't do it anymore, you know. And
but it was like at that moment when I contacted yourself, I felt like it was very easy for me to contact you because of the relationship that we'd formed from the start of the course. And you'd basically explained to me that you'd help and work with me on how I could get back to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
Without having to go start right from the beginning again.
Exactly, yeah, mashallah.
And so that, like, I felt like a weight off my shoulders. Alhamdulillah, you made it very easy for me to catch up by setting and giving me simple tasks just to refresh my memory of all the things that I've already done.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, catch up again, and then alhamdulillah, start again and get back into my routine again. There was also a time where alhamdulillah, we met. And you sat down with me and you went through a few things again, just to check to make sure I'm up to par with where I need to be. And if I've understood what I've learned so far in order for me to continue. So
you were, mashallah, predominantly doing everything online, and then we were assisting you over the phone. But then since we're both in Leicester, we might as well just meet up and then just quickly resolve anything else that we need to resolve, as opposed to just doing it over the phone. So alhamdulillah, yeah, that gave us an opportunity to meet as well. Alhamdulillah, just like that, recently we've had another member of the students. He's a doctor in Leicester, and he had to take some time off. So he came back, and obviously he felt, just like you felt, at that moment he felt that, you know, I'm too far behind, you know, and I need to go right to the beginning. And the same thing I told you at that point, that look, I said, Dr. Zab, you don't need to go to the beginning of the module, you don't need to watch everything again. And then what I told him was, I said, look, you're ready for that first assessment. So I said, just do the assessment. Don't look over anything. If you want to, you can, but don't try and do it too meticulously. Don't try and go over every single video and that. Just do what you know, and I'll know what you remembered, and then we can take it from there. And alhamdulillah, he had retained enough to actually be able to move on. So you see, sometimes it's just something that plays on us, that we think we've forgotten everything, but actually we haven't. And you can't remember the whole video off by heart. That's not what's expected of you. But rather than that, you just have to be able to take the concepts and move forward with them. So the same thing that I did with you, we did with Dr. Sab. And then we told him, look, you're ready. You can move on. You don't have to stop and stay stationary. So yeah, I think from my own personal experience when I was studying with the Open University, I think one of the most motivating features there was that one-to-one tutor support. You've got someone at the end of the line you can phone, you can speak to if you have any issues. And there's a bit of a guidance there. For any online learning, I think a support package is vital. So alhamdulillah, you know, I'm really pleased that you know, you've seen the benefit of that as well. Tayyib, has this module helped you connect with the Quran more?
Yes, most definitely. I feel now, because I have a bit more understanding of how the Arabic language and the grammar works. When I'm reciting the Quran, things that I've learned in the course come up in the verses. And I understand why. It makes you want to read even more, because obviously it increases your knowledge. You want to like try and learn even more.
So if you were to have used a translation before you started this course, and if you were to use a translation now whilst you're reading Quran, do you think it'd make a world of difference? Do you feel it'll connect you more?
Yeah, because now I understand why it's translated in the way it's translated. Before, I would just read the translation as it is. Now I know why it's translated in the way it's translated, because of how the Arabic grammar works. So it makes, that translation makes more sense to me now than it did before.
You connect better, definitely. Alhamdulillah. Now, I'm glad that the objectives of the module that we had Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, they are being met by yourselves. And alhamdulillah, we've had many other students who have given us similar feedback that yeah. they're really enjoying the module. They can yeah. see the progress that they're making. Alhamdulillah, I know it's very pleasing. I request everybody's du'as, and I pray to Allah that He accepts this work from us.
Ameen.
And that He accepts all of our students as well. Gives everybody the tawfiq and the hidayah to Ameen. Understand His kalam. And it's an amazing gift and ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us all. Allah ta'ala accept it and make Ameen. It easy for all of us.
Ameen. Ameen.
Help us benefit from ilm all around us,
Ameen.
Inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
So they are coming to an end of our conversation. What are your feelings going forward? You know, when you finish the Arabic module, inshallah, what are your thoughts after that?
Inshallah, I want to continue my journey. Inshallah. And inshallah, look forward to any more online courses.
From Shine.
From Shine.
Alhamdulillah.
From Shine, definitely.
Alhamdulillah.
And just continue to increase my knowledge.
Inshallah. We do have something. Alhamdulillah, there is a project which we are working on now.
Ji.
It's a study of the book, Qasasun Nabiyyin, Stories of the Prophets, which are in the Quran. They're in Arabic. And the style of the Arabic is very close to the Quran as well. So although when they do this first module with us, they'll have the basic understanding of the Arabic language. It's not too basic as well. It actually gets you to a GCSE standard Arabic. So they'll have a good grounding in Arabic. But then to move on to more Quranic style Arabic and actually to look at the context of the Quran as well, the background behind the ayat, these are some of the things which we wish to explore in this next module, Qasasun Nabiyyin, Stories of the Prophets. So when people are praying Quran, reciting, they are not just engaging with the translation, but they understand the backdrop as well behind the ayat. And starting with the Stories of the Prophets is ideal to get onto that journey. So, yeah, inshallah. So, you said that you want to do it.
Sounds very exciting. Yeah,
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so alhamdulillah. Looking forward to it. Inshallah. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah ta'ala grant you a lot of barakah in your studies. Ameen. And inshallah, you can do that module by us. Make dua for us as well.
Allah accepts this one. Inshallah.
Okay, Jazakallah for coming in today. And to Tayyib and all the listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.